Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I don't know exactly, excuse me, where to look or where to start. But I wanted to get into this number 22 because it is on the 22nd that a number of things are actually supposed to come together. And, of course, one of the big ones is the UN vote, which now they're claiming is a done deal, absolutely done deal, is on the 22nd. And then we had a movie that's going to be released on May 22nd. What was the name of that, Larry? It was about time travel and portals.
It's called Rip in Time.
Rip in Time. So that's kind of an interesting in view of the Lord and the rapture of the church. A lot of people think I'm saying the rapture definitely going to occur on the 22nd. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a very interesting date. We don't know what the blood red moon actually means. But it's an evil omen, that is for sure. And that America, the entire continent, got to see it, I think, is an evil omen for the demise of mighty Babylon. Okay, then another thing happened. 22-year-old Marine, as far as I know, the first American killed in Ukraine war. His last name was Cancel. We're familiar with the word cancel or being terminated with extreme prejudice because of what happened to us on YouTube. Anyway, I'd have to look up the date when they did that. Might have been a 22. Anyway, May 22nd, as I said, UN vote. May 22nd ends the second Passover. It is the day of first fruits of Resurrection Sunday. Revelation 22 itself appears to kind of wrap everything up. And, of course, you might know that 22 is actually an 11-11. And a long time ago, if you go to different calendars, it usually works out to be a 9-23. And very, very interesting stuff. Because from the blood red moon, red, communist takeover, UN, the World Health Organization, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to get into some of that because of what Israel just did, we found out. Anyway, then we have nuclear war drill, cobalt, magnet 22. And just all these things are kind of interesting because a lot of things are pointing to this date. Word for all pastors to implement now. It was 22 years ago that I knew America would suffer famine. And so on and on it goes. Just we're seeing it popping up. Larry, what have you got you want to talk about tonight?
Well, oddly enough, also, I was going to mention they got a new movie coming out this summer called Prey, P-R-E-Y. They say In summer 2022, the hunt begins 300 years in the past. And so this basically is a new movie out about Predator. It's the fourth Predator, I believe, in the series. And This is kind of a prequel because it's the Predator hunting the Indians 300 years in the past. So I find that interesting that all this seemed to be coming together.
Yeah, particularly the predator part, because the UN and even Biden and the rest of them, they've been laying the groundwork for a long time about rounding up. And remember, Jade Helm was in 2015, seven-year warning. And Jade Helm was about, whether they admitted it or not, it was about rounding up patriots, it was Christians, and all dissenters, basically, from the New World Order, and putting them into FEMA death camps. That's what it was all about. They even did videos of these citizens complying and being chained or basically together. And it was an amazing exercise. And anybody who questioned it or said, you know, look at this, this is kind of weird for America, they just poo-pooed it. And, of course, they do that because mainstream media, all the major newspapers and a good share of the magazines have now been taken over by the communists. And they aren't journalists anymore. They're just propagandists. Journalism has gone by the wayside. It doesn't exist. True investigative reporting, with rare exception, does not exist anymore. It's too bad to watch a whole nation go down the tubes. It's even more worse to see the American people mocking anyone who was warning them that this country is going down the tubes. And so, yeah, this Predator series reminded me of Red Elk and how some of these, wolf people and whatnot are actually predators. And, in fact, they made a movie up here in Wisconsin about one of them. Can't remember the name of it now, but what else you got, Larry?
Well, as you know, while we're talking about that at the same time, I guess you could dovetail into terrorism because on Getter, Peter Navarro, and I know pretty much everybody knows who Peter Navarro is, he's reporting now, and he's doing it through Getter, the platform, saying that he has a source inside the federal government that says now that known terrorists are walking free inside the USA, and this all began happening when Biden pulled out of Afghanistan, and it set off that immigration, I guess you could say, epidemic or wave.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they were bringing in, this is all deliberate. This is all well planned by the communists for takeover of the United States. It could never happen if the American people would wake up, but they're not going to wake up. We know the fourth beast of Daniel is going to rise up, and we know that America has to be destroyed. So it's all coming together. But here's something that's kind of interesting, too, about oil prices. Now, you've been watching gasoline prices go higher and higher. It says here the NOPEC, N-O-P-E-C bill, could send oil prices to $300. For decades, different forms of NOPEC legislation designed to pave the way for lawsuits against OPEC have been considered by Congress. Last week, U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee approved the NOPEC bill, leading to pushback from both within and outside the United States. OPEC's most influential energy ministers warned that the bill could send oil prices soaring by 200 or 300%. Just what we need, Larry. That's what we need, right?
Yeah, and not only that, I've been reading this evening that a lot of gas stations in Washington State are literally out of gas. And oddly enough, they say in Washington State they're about to have a skyrocket of fuel prices, and they're having to readjust all of their pump, you know, the readouts now.
That's right.
To handle an extra digit because they believe it'll go over $10 a gallon.
Wow. Yep. Just at the time when Americans basically are just barely making it, and now we're getting these contrived, all this is contrived, folks. They do this, it's kind of like silent weapons for quiet wars. They call them shock treatments. And I can remember when I was flying for General Electric Company, and there was an extreme gasoline shortage back then. I can't remember what year it was. And a lot of times when we were going down to Florida, we wouldn't follow the curve. We'd just go right out over the ocean. And you could look down and see tanker after tanker after tanker filled with fuel, and they wouldn't let them come in and dock because the price wasn't high enough, so they had to bring the prices up. Well, then when I was I left General Electric and went to work for Northern Pacific, during that time, they had a plywood shortage. But there were stacks and stacks and stacks of plywood. They said there wasn't any. And, of course, there was millions of 4x8 plywood stacks everywhere because the price wasn't up. And I worked, when I went down to Texas, I worked for a wildcatter on gas, natural gas. And he struck a big natural gas pocket, and he tried to get it online, and they wouldn't let him because the price wasn't where they wanted it. It's contrived, like Larry said on the last show. All this stuff is contrived. They're doing it deliberately. And the American people and the people of the world evidently are just so consumed with their lives that they just cannot either accept or just flat don't know what's being done to them. Yeah, it's amazing. And on top of all that, now we're having this Colbert Magnet 22 down in Austin, Texas, which is basically a nuclear, probably suitcase nuke or something, false flag operations going off. Anyway, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what to say, Larry. I said too much of it. What do you got otherwise?
Yeah, I agree. It's almost like talking to dead people, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. NATO starts drills near the Russian border. What is that about? I mean, if we're going to start NATO drills right on their border, this is just another provocation. Is there any news
coming
out of
there? The American people don't seem to think that we're doing anything. They think it's Russia, Russia, Russia. They haven't woke up from years ago. You know, I never seen a bunch of people so dumb in my entire lifetime. And nothing you say can change their mind. It's all Russia's fault. It's all Trump's fault. And I'm even hearing now early warnings of soon it'll be DeSantis's fault. I mean, it's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. The American people, literally, I don't know. It's I've just kind of run out for words for them.
Yeah, it's just too bad to watch. I think a lot of it's naivety. They don't pay much attention to the news. In fact, I remember it wasn't Tucker Carlson; it was Hannity. And he made a comment about this. He said, well, you know, and this is when he was like at 4 million views or a little over, and or 40 million views. I can't remember what the number was. But he said, there's just not enough people that are going to change anything. And like you were told by the Lord, apathy. They don't care. And because they don't care, they have to go through horrendous stuff. Here's something that's kind of interesting, though, because it shows that Russia is isolating herself. Russia moves to withdraw from the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization. They're not going to have anything to do with this new program, this new treaty that's coming up to seize total power. I got a little bit of news on that, but I may have to take care of that on Friday. And the Kremlin has said that the United States is now a hostile state, which basically means they have listed America, Babylon, as an enemy of theirs. So that's a big change as well. And it just further deepens what it's doing. and pushing them into basically nuclear war. I don't know, Larry. What do you think? Have you heard any more news coming out of Ukraine at all, other than the capture of all kinds of NATO troops?
Oh, yeah. Oddly enough, too, the American media, this is what's hilarious. You and I, and we talked on, I believe, the last show. I can't remember because we hadn't done many shows lately or no updates. But I think I mentioned the fact that the Ukrainian troops, and, of course, some NATO troops and et cetera, I think an admiral, U.S. admiral, and a lieutenant colonel of the British and French and others, you know, they're surrendering in Avastol, in that Mariupol location there where they had been fighting the Russians. And guess what? They surrendered to the Russians. Well, guess what the media for the last 2 days has been saying, world media and American media, that they've withdrawn. In other words, they were evacuated out of there, making you think that nothing happened to them. They're prisoners of war, Stuart.
Yes.
And our own media can't even tell the truth in that fact. And so what's interesting, you know, with lately Ukraine and I guess the special forces that are in there helping them, strike the overflights of the Russian planes and strike the cruise missile ships and landing ships, you know, off of Odessa and Mariupol there. Russia now just brought in laser units, and they are going to really set a fire on Allied forces that's working around that area, and they also indicate they are going to use their ground lasers on the satellites. So we really, you know, Stuart, I was trying to think, it's really a pitiful, you know, it's pitiful how many few nuclear weapons that even function anymore, that are not old or antique,
yes,
that America has, and we act like Russia can't even put a trolley car together. They've got weapons they can deliver in minutes, literally in minutes, and we can't do that.
I can remember a story many years ago. I think it was maybe 10, 15 years ago, but I remember covering it on the Best Global Report. There was an incident where an American helicopter was brought down by a laser, and the Russians were involved in it somehow. I don't remember the details. I'd have to see if I could look it up and find it. But they've been working with lasers now for some time, and this is a brand new, refined, very powerful laser system they've got. And, we are counting on the fact of old nuclear weapons, but the Bible says that we don't really fight back. We don't launch anything. In fact, remember, J.J. Allen, I think, had that vision where we tried to launch, but none of them worked. And, of course, the hand of the Lord can be involved in that sort of thing big time. And we've already seen the hand of the Lord in operation on some of this stuff before. Here's another headline that, folks, if you took the jab, you need to listen to this. British government admits COVID-19 vaccines permanently damage your natural immune system. The government has confessed that double vaxxed or more people will never, ever be able to acquire full natural immunity to any COVID variants or possibly any other virus. In other words, really what it does, it gives you AIDS, and your immune system is basically destroyed from that. And I just thought people should know that. Here's another interesting one, Larry. Why are babies in Scotland suddenly dying at a rate 300% higher than normal. Well, let's just take a look at the mRNA drug. I don't know, Larry, what do you think? Are people ever going to wake up to this? Or if they come out with more boosters, or they just line up and take them?
It appears so. It's hard to have a paradigm shift of thinking when you have thought so low for so long and been dumbed down for so long. It's like me basically walking around and asking people about the Orion star system, and they think I'm talking about some kind of baseball team.
Yeah, no. I want to get into this before we – I only got a half an hour here, and I know you've got a lot to say about this one. Israel simulates massive iron strike with their chariots of fire exercise, which appears to be a prep for all-out war with Iran, as Israel leaders say Iran cannot have nuclear weapons and Israel must attack, but the blowback will be severe. Their chariots of fire, here's another one, started on 5/16 at the very end of the blood moon. I find that kind of interesting. So anyway, here we go. What do you think? You've really been paying attention to this and what the Israeli leadership has said about it. Scary stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there, and of course we're focused on Ukraine. We're trying to save the borders of Ukraine while the United States has zero borders and are overrun by locusts right and left. I mean, the locusts have come in, herds of them. But oddly enough, we're all focused on sending all our money to Ukraine, and this is interesting because I've received some updates from Amir Sephardi, and he is he's an Israeli. He happens to be actually in Canada at the present time. He was in the U.S. during some Bible instruction tours, and he put out an alert and broke down the wordage of Benny Gantz, the defense minister of Israel, I guess in the last 24, 48 hours, and seemed to indicate from the wordage that it's almost a done deal on the attack, that Gantz was telling the Israeli people, he said, the price we pay today will be nothing like the price we pay tomorrow when actually, you know, I guess you could say Israel is a toxic radiation zone. But but basically the wordage seemed to indicate that they're getting ready to strike Iran. And, of course, they know that Iran's already in preps to fight back because, if you've noticed, Debkafile posted, and even with a photograph of these cruise missiles that the Iranians are sending Hezbollah that are nuclear capable. They can carry a nuclear warhead. And this is one of the fallacies, Stuart. Mm-hmm. Everybody is still screaming and hollering, Iran, it'll be weeks before they can get a nuke. You know, I mean, really, wake up and smell roses. I don't really care if you smell cow patties. Wake up and smell something, okay? Because the fact that, hey, Iran has had its access to nukes for some time now. Matter of fact, Stuart, I remember way back, they set one off one time. And
yes, they
of
did.
Course,
it
everybody,
was years ago.
Yeah, everybody airbrushed that up. But the contention is not that Iran has nukes. The contention is that Iran is about to be able to build their own nuclear weapons. They don't even have to buy them anymore.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're heading into trouble. Anyway, it says on Sunday the Israeli Defense Forces launched the largest military exercises in their nation's 74-year history, dubbed Chariots of Fire. The exercise will last for 4 weeks, ending, guess when? Pentecost Sunday. Isn't that interesting? they're going to terminate that on Pentecost. And, of course, Christians should know that Pentecost was really the birth of the church age when the Holy Ghost came down. And that's when the church age truly began. It's fascinating how they're timing all of this. Anyway, it says there have been weeks and weeks of riots and attacks and threats of a new intifada from all these Iranian-aligned proxies, which they're going to have to deal with if they go after Iran. And then here's what's interesting. 2 Kings 2:11, which is actually 2:11 is 22, so it's kind of interesting. And it came to pass, they are going on and speaking, and behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire appear, and they separate between them both. This is where Elijah goes up into the heavens. Isn't that an interesting situation? Because it's like a rapture. This is so much of this stuff. And it started basically on the blood moon, on Sunday. And of course, you know, to Israel, their Sabbath is Saturday, not Sunday. But here's an interesting thing, Larry. On May 14th and 15th, which is when the blood moon started, marks exactly 888 months since the rebirth of Israel and 911 months since the birth of Donald Trump. That interesting. And of course, 888 is Jesus Christ's number, and 911 is emergency, and the Trump sounds. Those are all coming together. We don't know exactly what it means, but I can tell you this, it means trouble. And America is headed into trouble like unlike anything we have ever seen. And it's just too bad to watch this all happen. And here's another one, Larry. I want you to comment on this. The U.S. just parked a fleet of aircraft carriers right on China's doorstep. We're just baiting everybody. What do you think?
Well, you have to bait everybody, Stuart, if you want a war and you don't care where it starts. If we can't start at North Korea, we'll start it with China, or we'll start it with Russia, or God forbid we ever fool with, you know, Iran. You know, Biden don't want to bother Iran, or Obama don't. But it's amazing, Stuart. I think the script's being played out. This is for the complete and total destruction of America.
Yep.
But the people sleep on.
We are the target. We have been the target right along. They announced it many, many, many years ago that America had to go down and be submerged into the United Nations New World Order. And that's what we're watching. What did you think? We only got a couple minutes here. What did you think about these UFO hearings? I think this is part of opening up the for the great, I guess you could say, deception, the great delusion. What do you think?
Well, since the Democrats and rhinos are doing it, I can't expect anything good to come of it. As a matter of fact, everybody that I'm hearing from that are pretty smart says it's nothing but a complete distraction. It's just window dressing for the American people and the world while they set their traps.
Yes. Okay, here's another headline. National Intelligence Director warns Biden's Ministry of Truth is planning to freeze bank accounts of Americans who post any disinformation online. We'll get into that Friday. I talked about it a little bit on the other show. But also, Israel is to join the United States in surrendering health authority to the World Health Organization. So there you go. It's a done deal. We have lost our nation, and it's going to go downhill rapidly from this point forward. Anyway, it's too bad to watch an entire nation go down the tubes. Folks, your only hope is Jesus Christ. There is no other hope. There is no other name under the heavens by which anyone can be saved. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you Friday, the Lord willing. Take care.